Welcome, brave souls, to our scary stories. I am your host, guiding you through the shadowed alleys of the mind, where horrors reside and stories come alive. Every creak, every whisper, every silent scream awaits. Are you ready to confront the unknown? Tonight, delve into a tale where echoes of the past resonate with haunting truths. Prepare yourself for the Cavern of Echoing Screams. Elderton, nestled at the foot of a sprawling mountain range, was wrapped in the fiery hues of autumn. The leaves, dressed in vibrant shades of red and orange, danced to the rhythm of the cool, gentle breeze. But amidst this natural beauty, a shadow hung over the town, a tale told in hushed whispers, passed down from one generation to the next. Nolan's first encounter with this legend was not from the locals, but from a group of children playing near his new home. Their laughter echoed across the streets until one of them pointed towards the distant mountains. There, amidst the dense trees and jagged rocks, lay the entrance to the infamous Cavern of Echoing Screams. The child's voice dropped to a dramatic whisper. They say, every Halloween, you can hear the screams of the lost souls from that cave. A chorus of gasps followed, and Nolan watched as the children dared each other to go closer, only to scuttle away, their laughter tinged with a hint of nervousness. Shaking his head in amusement, Nolan continued unpacking the boxes in his new home, a quaint cottage he'd recently purchased after deciding city life wasn't for him. Elderton, with its scenic beauty and warm community, had seemed the perfect escape. By evening, as the crimson horizon faded into a serene blue, Nolan decided to take a stroll through the town. The cobblestone streets were flanked by small shops with warmly lit windows. Delicate strands of Halloween decorations hung across the town square, and the distant laughter of children filled the air. However, as he wandered further from the town center, the houses grew sparse, and the once inviting path became a winding trail that led to the base of the mountains. There, silhouetted against the moonlit sky, was the gaping entrance of the cavern. Curiosity piqued, Nolan ventured closer. As he neared the cave, the ambience changed. The air grew colder, and a palpable silence settled, broken only by the rustling of leaves. A sudden gust of wind brought with it a faint, haunting echo, a distant cry of anguish that sent shivers down Nolan's spine. He froze, his skeptical mind racing, trying to find a logical explanation. Perhaps it was just the wind, he reasoned, or maybe some nocturnal animal. Yet, the very legend he'd dismissed earlier now replayed in his mind. Curious about the cavern, are you? A voice said from behind him. Startled, Nolan turned to find an old man with silver hair, his face lined with age and eyes filled with a wisdom that spoke of countless years spent in Elderton. Nolan cleared his throat, trying to keep his composure. Just heard some kids talking about it earlier. Doesn't sound real to me. The old man chuckled softly. Many have thought the same, young man. But those cries, they've been heard for generations. It's not just a story. There's a reason we don't venture close, especially as Halloween draws near. Nolan, trying to mask his unease, offered a skeptical smile. Legends do have a way of spicing up a town's history. The old man nodded, his gaze fixed on the cavern. True, but some legends are born from truth. Be careful, Nolan. Some things in Elderton are best left alone. As the old man walked away, Nolan stood there for a moment, the weight of their conversation lingering in the air. The distant screams, once easily dismissed, now echoed in his ears, a haunting reminder of the mysteries that lay ahead. Nolan's days in Elderton soon settled into a rhythm. Morning jogs, conversations with friendly neighbors, and evenings spent reading by the fireplace. However, the enigmatic cavern remained a constant presence in the back of his mind, its mystery only deepening with each passing day. One crisp afternoon, while enjoying a cup of tea at the town's quaint cafe, Nolan noticed a young woman sitting alone at a corner table. Her fiery red hair contrasted with her pale skin, and her deep blue eyes seemed lost in thought as she sketched the outline of the cavern on a notepad. Quite the artist, aren't you? Nolan remarked, approaching her table. She looked up, startled, then smiled. Just trying to capture the essence of our town's infamous landmark. Nolan gestured at the empty chair opposite her. Maypie. She nodded, and they introduced themselves. Her name was Lydia, a name synonymous with Elderton as her family had lived there for generations. As they talked, the topic inevitably shifted to the cavern. Lydia's expression darkened. My great-grandfather, she began, her voice shaky, ventured into the cavern one fateful Halloween night, and never returned. The next year, the echoes seemed different, more personal. My grandmother always said she could discern his voice among the chorus of screams. Noland leaned forward, his skepticism evident. But surely there must be a logical explanation. An underground river or some peculiar acoustics. Lydia shook her head. Many have tried to explain it away, but the truth remains. Those who enter and don't return. Their voices join the haunting cries. The cavern holds the souls of the lost, Nalen. It's not just a landmark, it's a reminder of the lives it has claimed. They sat in silence for a moment, the weight of Lydia's words hanging in the air. The cafe around them bustled with activity, but the two were lost in a world of legends and heartache. Noland finally spoke, "Look, I don't mean to undermine your family's history, but such tales often grow out of proportion with time. I'm sure there's a rational explanation for everything." Lydia smiled sadly. "I wish I could believe that, Noland. But every Halloween, when those screams pierce the night, rationality seems like a distant dream. You haven't experienced it yet, but when you do, maybe you'll understand why this legend grips our town so tightly." Noland glanced out of the window towards the mountains, the cavern barely visible in the distance. Intrigue battled with skepticism within him, and he realized that his journey into the mysteries of Elderton was only just beginning. The sun's first rays painted the sky in soft pastels as Noland, Lydia, and a motley crew of three friends gathered at the cavern's entrance. There was Ryan, a tall, lanky fellow with an ever-present grin, always eager for an adventure, Hannah, with her short, raven-black hair and glasses, the brains of the group, and Jasper, a quiet, contemplative man whose courage was legendary in Elderton. As the group stood at the entrance, the light from their torches cast long, dancing shadows on the cave walls. The familiar scent of damp earth and moss wafted from the depths of the cave, mixing with their own rising anticipation. "We've all heard the stories," Lydia began, her voice echoing slightly. "But we need to stick together and be cautious. Nobody wanders off, all right." Nods of agreement rippled through the group. The initial part of their descent was uneventful, save for the occasional drip of water echoing like a metronome in the vast emptiness. The walls of the cavern were moist and cold to the touch, and the deeper they went, the more the temperature dropped. But then, as they ventured further, something caught Hannah's eye. "Look here," she whispered, her voice filled with excitement. On a smoother section of the cave wall were ancient inscriptions, symbols that looked neither like writing nor random etchings. Around the symbols, time had etched cracks, but they stood out, almost preserved against the elements. Ryan whistled. "Looks old. Like, really old. Think this has something to do with the legends." Before anyone could answer, Lydia's torchlight landed on a peculiar stone altar standing in isolation. The altar, roughly hewn from the same rock as the cave, was adorned with more of the mysterious symbols. At its center lay a hollow, filled with a shimmering, translucent liquid. The very air around the altar seemed to hum, and the distant screams they'd been hearing grew louder, more fervent. The cries now felt agonizingly close, as if the very walls of the cavern mourned in unison. Jasper, who had been unusually silent throughout their journey, seemed entranced. With a vacant look in his eyes, he started moving towards the altar. "Jasper," Noland called out, but it was as if he couldn't hear him. "No, Jasper, don't," Lydia screamed, realizing his intention. But it was too late. With an outstretched hand, Jasper touched the liquid in the hollow. In an instant, the cave was filled with a blinding light. When it dimmed, Jasper was gone. The altar stood there, innocent and untouched, belying the dark secret it had just claimed. The group was left in stunned silence, the weight of their friend's sudden disappearance pressing down on them, as the cavern's screams continued, now with an added note of haunting despair. Dazed and hearts pounding, the group emerged from the cave's maw into the world of daylight. The contrast was jarring, the bright afternoon sun seemed almost mocking after the darkness they had just experienced. Their faces, stained with grime and shock, told a tale of an adventure turned nightmare. Hannah's breathing was ragged, her glasses askew. We need to tell someone," she stammered, her voice quivering. Ryan, usually so full of bravado, simply nodded, his eyes vacant. The loss of Jasper weighed heavily on all of them, but it was Lydia who felt it the most. She and Jasper had grown up together, shared secrets, dreams, and fears. "We have to find out what happened." Lydia's voice was filled with a mix of determination and sorrow. "Jasper, he can't just be gone." Noland, still trying to grapple with the surreal events, put a comforting arm around Lydia. "We will," he reassured her, his voice firm. "We will find the truth." As word spread through Elderton, the town's old fears were rekindled. Whispers turned into conversations, which turned into loud debates in town squares. The legend of the cave, once a tale told to scare children, had become all too real. Mrs. Collins, the town librarian, lamented, "I always said that cave was cursed. Now see what's happened." Across the town, doors were locked a bit earlier, children were called inside as soon as dusk began to fall, and the atmosphere grew tense as Halloween approached. That night, as Lydia lay in her bed, the distant screams from the cavern reached her ears. They had always been unsettling, but now they bore an even more chilling significance. And then, as she strained her ears, a realization struck her like a cold wave. Among the medley of cries and howls, she could discern a scream that she knew all too well. Jasper's scream. Her heart raced as the grim reality sunk in. Their worst fears had come to pass. The legend was real, and Jasper had become a part of it. The next morning, Nolan, Lydia, Hannah, and Ryan made their way to the town's historical society. It was a quaint building, nestled between two taller, more modern structures. Its weathered bricks and old wooden door spoke of its age and significance. Inside, amid the musty scent of old books and papers, sat Mr. Wren, an elderly man with a long white beard and eyes that held centuries of stories. His reputation as the town's historian was undisputed, and if anyone had answers, it was him. Lydia, her voice tinged with desperation, began, "Mr. Wren, I know you've heard about what happened at the cavern." The old man sighed deeply, setting aside the ancient text he had been perusing. "Yes, child. The whispers of tragedy have reached even these old ears." Nolan cleared his throat. "We need to understand what's happening. Why did the altar take Jasper? What are those screams?" Mr. Wren adjusted his glasses and leaned forward. "Long ago, Elderton was plagued by malevolent spirits. They caused havoc, tormenting the townspeople and casting shadows of dread. The ancestors, desperate for a solution, sought the guidance of mystics. Together, they hatched a plan to trap these spirits." He continued, "They chose the cavern, already a place of mystery and power. Through a series of rituals, they channeled the spirits into the cave, ensnaring them forever. The altar," his voice lowered, "was the focal point of this ritual. It was the cage's lock, so to speak." Hannah, her eyes wide, whispered, "So, the screams." Mr. Wren nodded, "Are the very spirits our ancestors trapped? But there was a cost. The altar, having tasted the essence of these spirits, developed an insatiable hunger. Each year, it needs to consume a soul to maintain the seal on the cave. If it doesn't, the trapped spirits might break free." Ryan gulped audibly, "So, you're saying Jasper's soul was taken to feed the altar and keep the seal intact?" Mr. Wren finished grimly. Silence hung heavily in the room. The group, still processing the enormity of what they'd learned, felt a mix of anger, sorrow, and fear. The town's safety had come at a high price, and Jasper was its latest victim. The weight of Mr. Wren's tale lingered, but amid the shock and grief, a fire ignited in Lydia's heart. She refused to accept Jasper's fate, and she would not let the town's dark history continue to claim innocent souls. "We can't let this go on," Lydia declared, her voice ringing with newfound conviction. "There has to be a way to reverse this, to free the spirits and Jasper." Nolan looked at her, admiration shining in his eyes. "How?" "The altar's power is ancient and strong. We need to find the original ritual," Lydia said with determination. "If we understand how they trapped the spirits, we can figure out how to release them." Hannah nodded. "And Halloween is in a few days. If what they say about the veil between the worlds being thinnest is true, it's our best shot." Mr. Wren, who had been quietly listening, finally spoke up. "I might have something that can help." He rose slowly and moved towards a dusty shelf, pulling out an old leather-bound tome. "This has been in my family for generations. It's a record of the town's history, including the original ritual." They gathered around as he opened the book, revealing aged pages filled with handwritten notes, symbols, and sketches. Lydia carefully scanned the contents, absorbing every word. "We'll need certain items," she murmured, noting down the requirements. "Herbs, candles, and a crystal that's been in the family of one of the lost souls." Ryan chimed in, "I think my grandma has a pendant that's been in our family for generations. I remember her telling me it belonged to a distant relative who went missing near the cave." "That could be it," Lydia affirmed. The group split tasks. Nolan and Lydia would gather herbs from the forest. Hannah would procure the necessary candles, while Ryan would retrieve the family pendant. As the sun began its descent, casting an orange hue over Elderton, the group felt a mixture of hope and trepidation. They were about to challenge an ancient power, with the stakes higher than they'd ever imagined. The town's curse could end this Halloween, but the road to redemption would be fraught with peril. Nolan's hands skimmed over the aged pages of the tome, his brow furrowed in concentration. The symbols, chants, and rituals described seemed like something out of a fantasy novel, challenging his logical, scientific upbringing. Yet, the undeniable echo of Jasper's scream and the enigmatic pull of the altar still haunted his thoughts. "It just doesn't make sense," he murmured, more to himself than anyone else. "These rituals, these symbols, they belong to a world I never believed in." Lydia, who was carefully measuring herbs and placing them in small pouches, looked up, her blue eyes searching his. "You've seen and heard what that cavern can do, Nolan. You can't deny that there's something beyond our understanding at work." Nolan paused, reflecting on the weight of their task and the potential consequences. "I want to believe, Lydia, truly. But every fiber of my being is struggling with this. What if we're wrong? What if this is all just a legend?" Lydia's hand gently covered his. "I'm scared too. But we've been given a chance to right a wrong. And for Jasper and all the others, we have to try." There was a moment of silence between them, filled with unspoken emotions and thoughts. It was Ryan's voice that broke it as he entered the room holding an ornate pendant, the crystal inside shimmering faintly. "Found it," he announced, offering a small smile. "This belonged to my great-great-aunt." Hannah followed him in, arms filled with candles of various sizes. "Got these from Mrs. Collier's shop. She said they've been blessed, whatever that means." Lydia nodded in appreciation, taking a deep breath to steady herself. "We have almost everything. Tomorrow, on Halloween, we'll perform the ritual." But as night settled in, Nolan found sleep elusive. He wandered to the porch, the cool breeze tousling his hair. He looked up at the moon, seeking solace in its luminescent glow. Thoughts of Lydia, her unwavering determination, and the undeniable connection he felt with her consumed him. What if the cavern demanded another sacrifice? Could he bear to see Lydia suffer? His musings were interrupted by Lydia's voice, soft and filled with concern. "Couldn't sleep either." He turned to see her standing there, looking ethereal in the moonlight. "Just thinking." She moved closer, their hands almost touching. "Me too. About what's at stake, about the people we've grown to care about." Her gaze met his, and about the possibility of losing them. Their proximity, the shared weight of their mission, and the vulnerability of the moment made the air around them hum with electricity. But they both knew that the path ahead was uncertain, and for now, they had to focus on the task at hand. As the sun set on Halloween, casting long, creeping shadows over Elderton, a feeling of trepidation hung heavy in the air. Streets that were once filled with children dressed as ghouls, witches, and heroes now stood eerily empty, the atmosphere charged with anticipation. The entrance to the cavern yawned darkly before Nolan, Lydia, Ryan, and Hannah. Inside, the haunting lament of countless souls echoed, the screams growing louder and more frenetic with every step they took. Each scream seemed to claw at their resolve, attempting to instill a paralyzing fear. Bearing torches, they moved deeper into the cave, the dim light dancing on the jagged walls. The path to the altar felt longer and more treacherous than before, as though the cave itself was attempting to thwart their progress. Once at the altar, Lydia placed the pendant that Ryan brought and the blessed candles Hannah had procured in a circular formation. Nolan took a deep breath, the weight of their mission settling on his shoulders, as he began reciting the ancient chants from the tome. As his voice resonated through the cavern, the ground beneath them trembled. Shadows morphed into writhing, wailing spirits that rose from the ground, surrounding them in a storm of despair and malevolence. The walls seemed to pulse, echoing their collective agony. Hannah and Ryan joined in the chant, their voices harmonizing with Nolan's, trying to overpower the din of the spirits. The spirits, sensing the intent of the ritual, manifested with greater ferocity, darting around, their forms just visible in the torchlight. Lydia, eyes closed, began to sing a haunting melody, her determined voice cutting through the chaos. It was an old lullaby passed down through generations, its soothing notes designed to calm restless souls. As she sang, the restless tempest of spirits began to swirl around her, their forms drawn to the purity of her voice. Nolan, watching Lydia, felt a surge of admiration and fear. The spirit's desperation grew palpable as they closed in on her, the intensity of their torment echoing in their cries. But Lydia's song didn't waver. Instead, it grew stronger, clearer. With every verse, the spirits began to slow their frenzied movement. They floated closer to the altar, the allure of the song merging with the power of the ritual. Hannah and Ryan's chants, in tandem with Lydia's song, created a mesmerizing soundscape. The torches flared brighter, casting an ethereal glow on the altar. The air thickened, the temperature dropping sharply, breaths becoming visible. Suddenly, a blinding light emanated from the altar, enveloping the spirits, Lydia's song reaching its crescendo. The screams of anguish transformed into sighs of release, and one by one, the spirits began to dissipate, their forms disintegrating into shimmering particles that floated upwards. As the last spirit vanished, the cavern fell silent, save for the soft crackling of the torches. The group, exhausted but elated, shared a moment of disbelief and relief. However, as the reality of their accomplishment began to sink in, Nolan's eyes darted around. "Jasper," he whispered, hoping against hope. The cave remained silent, offering no answer. As the spirits dissolved, a feeling of tranquility began to permeate the cavern. However, beneath this calm, a sinister undertow pulled insistently. Lydia felt it first, a tug deep within her soul, a feeling of being drawn into the void left by the departing spirits. Her breath caught as realization dawned on her. "The balance," she murmured, eyes widening. "We need to maintain the balance." Ryan, still recovering from the ritual's intensity, frowned. "What balance? What do you mean?" "The spirits were trapped here for a reason," Lydia said, urgency edging her voice. "If we set them all free, a void remains. Elderton will be exposed to their wrath, their despair. We need a guardian, a soul to willingly remain and keep them at bay." Hannah gasped. "You don't mean..." Lydia nodded solemnly, her resolve hardening. "I'll stay. It's my family's curse, my duty. My great-grandfather's spirit was trapped here. It's only fitting that I remain to ensure no more souls suffer his fate." "No," Nolan protested, his heart racing. The thought of losing Lydia, of watching her sacrifice herself for the town, was unbearable. "There has to be another way." But Lydia's face was resolute. "I've made up my mind," she whispered, her voice choked with emotion. Nolan's thoughts raced. He remembered the first time he heard Lydia's laughter, the way her eyes lit up with mischief and determination. The thought of that light being extinguished forever, trapped in this dark abyss, was a fate he couldn't bear. In a split second, without another word, Nolan lunged towards Lydia. Using his momentum, he pushed her out of the ritual circle. Taking her place at the center, he braced himself. "No, Nolan," Lydia screamed, her voice echoing off the cavern walls, filled with anguish. But it was too late. The spirits, sensing a new guardian, circled Nolan, their ethereal forms creating a vortex of swirling energy. As Lydia, Ryan, and Hannah looked on in horror, the whirlwind intensified, and then, in a blinding flash, it vanished. Nolan was gone. The cavern, once filled with echoing screams, was now silent, a tomb of lost memories and sacrifices. The weight of their loss pressed down on them as they tried to process the enormity of what had just transpired. Tears streamed down Lydia's face as she whispered, "Nolan." The name, filled with love and sorrow, faded into the cold, silent air of the cave. The first rays of dawn painted the horizon in hues of orange and pink as Lydia, Ryan, and Hannah emerged from the cave. The town of Elderton, oblivious to the price paid to ensure its safety, was beginning to stir. Homes lit up, one by one, as families prepared for the day's Halloween festivities. Excited children donned their costumes, their laughter a sharp contrast to the somber mood of the trio. Years passed, and the legend of the Cavern of Echoing Screams grew. Embellished tales of brave adventurers and malevolent spirits became staple stories shared around campfires. Yet, for Lydia, the cavern's story was personal, a raw wound that never quite healed. Every Halloween, as dusk approached, children would gather near the cave's entrance, daring each other to step closer, to listen for the dreaded screams. Their playful shrieks and laughter echoed through the woods, but Lydia wasn't there for the spectacle. She would sit, a little distance away, on a moss-covered stone, her gaze fixed on the cavern's dark mouth. The once-echoing screams were now replaced with silence, a testament to the sacrifice made within its depths. And in those quiet moments, when the world seemed to pause, Lydia would close her eyes and listen intently. Amidst the gentle rustling of leaves and the distant laughter of children, she heard it, a soft, familiar voice. It was faint, almost imperceptible, but to Lydia, it was as clear as day. I'm here, always, the voice whispered, words laden with comfort and eternal love. It was Noland, reaching out from beyond the veil, reminding her that while he may be gone from sight, he would forever remain in her heart. Tears would often fill Lydia's eyes, but she took solace in that gentle whisper. It became her annual ritual, her moment of communion with the love she lost. As years turned into decades, the legend of the cave faded, replaced by newer tales and myths. But for Lydia and those who knew the true story, the Cavern of Echoing Screams would forever remain a place of sacrifice, love, and enduring hope. And so, as the veil of darkness lifts, we conclude another chilling tale on our scary stories. But remember, dear listeners, though our story has ended, the echoes from the cavern linger, and the nightmares, they're just beginning. Sleep tight, and until next time, keep the lights on.